We have already heard a lot of words today, and we're about to hear a lot more, even after I am done speaking. And so right now, I would like to invite all of us to keep a great silence for just a minute or two. And in that silence, I'd like to invite us, if you're willing, to consider this question. Where are you stuck? Where in your life or in the life of the world are you experiencing the least hope? Those are difficult questions. I hope you'll forgive me for asking them. I'm asking them today because today is Palm Sunday, the Sunday of the Passion, and this is the center of the liturgical year. This week, Holy Week, is the week in which we come to a full stop and we turn around and we have the courage to look behind us and see all that is past. We see the great story of our narrative. We walk with Jesus on the road to Jerusalem, his triumphal entry, and his last meal with his friends, and his betrayal and arrest and torture and death. And if we have the courage, we also have the invitation to look at all of our own stories, at all of the past, the patterns in which we have been engaging with our families and friends and workers and selves. And we have, if we accept the invitation, we can have the courage to face all of that. But why? I mean, why do that? Why go back into the past? Why, even as great as this story is, why relive it over and over again, week after week and year after year? It's kind of a grisly story. Why go there? Remembering, just for the sake of remembering, can feel like wallowing or wearing your past like a badge or getting stuck in an identity that's not helpful anymore. So why remember? I took about a 2-decade break from church because I got sick of all that. and I came back to it about 7 years ago. And shortly after I came back to church, I had a miscarriage. And in fact, it was my 4th miscarriage. And it happened to be during Advent. And honestly, I nearly stopped going back to church at that point because I just didn't know if I could walk back into church and be faced everywhere with pregnant Mary and waiting for the birth of the Christ child. But something made me go back, and I remember sitting in that one place in the pew where I always sat, like all of you are all doing, at least most of you are doing. And I remember sitting there in St. Matthew's Episcopal Church and trying not to pay attention to the liturgy. And what happened was I just looked up and I saw on the wall next to me the Station of the Cross. And that station was Mary, holding her dead son in her arms. And in that moment, I realized that this living story and the God who inhabits it were big enough to contain me and my grief and my loss. And so that instead of having to fight pregnant Mary and the birth of Christ, and an optimism which honestly felt consumer and Christmas and like nothing I was experiencing. Instead, that our liturgy and our narrative and the God of them was big enough for me. So I don't know how you generally go through Holy Week, but my prayer for you and for all of us is that we can enter it fully, not only with our minds and our intellects, but also with our bodies and our hearts and our memories. Not for the sake of raw remembering, but because we can be contained and transformed by the great story, by the risen Christ. So as you consider those parts of you that are stuck, and the parts of your own story and the life of the world in which you feel the least hope, my prayer is that as we walk through Holy Week, we'll discover that we are all of the characters in the story. We are Mary holding our losses in our arms. And we're the good thief hoping that God will remember us. And we're Simon of Cyrene who were conscripted against our will to carry burdens that are not our own. And we're Judas, who is very angry with our teachers. And we want to find some way to profit from our disappointment in them. And we're Pilate, sick of the whole thing and wanting to wash our hands of the whole affair. And sometimes, when we follow him, we are Jesus. And we risk and lose everything for the sake of loving without conditions. May you find yourself in the great story, not for mere remembrance, but so that you can know beyond any doubt that death and violence and injustice are not ultimate. Amen.